On this week of the Colts Corner podcast, the boys will discuss school sports, NFL action, NBA action, the NHL season. We will have our Maryland Minute as per usual, and we will discuss topic of the week. Welcome back to Colts Corner, Season 4, Episode 5. I'm Ryan Dixon alongside Constantine, Christian, and Tyler. Boys, how are we doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah, doing good.
I wasn't doing too good on Sunday, but we'll talk about that a bit later. I think we're all doing pretty good. Still reeling from that Thanksgiving break. I know I am a bit, just because I'm a tad weak-willed, but I'm excited to talk sports with you guys.
Yeah, let's get right into it. School sports, I mean, boys, what do we got for that?
Justin, not much in the way of our winter sports, but the most interesting news is from our football team. Justin Brown, one of our starting running backs, awarded the Joe Klipp Award for best running back in Suffolk County 2 years in a row. Guys, what an amazing player. He's going to be playing football and lacrosse at Michigan this upcoming year. I can't wait to see him. He's an amazing athlete. But there was some controversy in some other awards for Suffolk County players, namely the QB Award and the MVP. There is some controversy regarding the players that won those awards, and a lot of people were disagreeing with that. But the running back award definitely goes to Justin.
Yeah, going back to Justin Brown, that's amazing. Excited to see him play at Michigan. Hopefully he gets some playing time.
Tremendous.
Yeah, that's
athlete.
Incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible. Like, two-sport athlete as well. He's phenomenal in lacrosse. I just can't wait to see more of him in the spring season.
I mean, another tremendous athlete on the team, Doc Kim Griffin, our age. I mean, he's a monster. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be a beast. I hope he goes to college one day to play some football. I mean, it's fun to watch him. Anything else on school sports? I think that's it for the most part, boys.
One quick notice that the basketball season is starting now. The girls did, unfortunately, lose their first game to Babylon. I believe it was a pretty close game, but the girls are in good spirits and are hoping to continue their highly contested games.
And the boys are 2-1 so far. They lost to Comac a few days ago, I believe, but they're 2-1, and they're definitely looking a good season. We have a joint article coming out about both teams and previewing.
It should
their
be
seasons.
Coming Thursday before winter break.
Some great reporting. You're going to want to check it out.
Yeah. All right, now moving on to the professional level. The NFL, we just passed week 13. Great week. We're moving on to week 14, but first let's discuss this past week. Guys, just the Ravens. I mean, they're best team in the NFL.
They are the best team in the NFL. With the updated Super Bowl odds, I believe they are plus 250 right now. Number one in the Super Bowl odds. I believe they're just in front of the 49ers and the Patriots.
And you're proving all the haters wrong by beating
Lamar Jackson, proving all the haters wrong. Before the last season, they were saying it's a fluke that Lamar Jackson isn't that good. He has no one to throw to. He can't throw. People have to eat their words.
Yeah.
As the saying goes, the apology has to be as loud as the disrespect was.
2,300 yards, 25 TDs, and he's got a 10-2 record, best in the league. What else can I say?
There's just nothing else to say.
Honestly, at this point, like I understand Russell Wilson's a great QB, but the amount of records that Lamar Jackson has broken this year, the amount, just just overall, just his gameplay has just been outstanding, and he's definitely my MVP. I think a lot of you guys agree with me. I think all of you guys
should
agree.
Be everybody's MVP.
I've been a Russell Wilson, but I'm going to Lamar now.
Like, I was a Russell Wilson guy early in the season. I think we all were. But Lamar has just won us over with his just finesse, absolute like finesse on the football field. He's doing stuff the electricity. Lamar Jackson is the definition of an electric player in every facet of his game. He is Michael Vick reincarnate. I don't know if you guys saw the tweet by Jalen Ramsey where he tweeted at Michael Vick saying, hey, how would you stop like a 2019 version of you? And Michael Vick said you probably couldn't be able to stop that 2019 version of me. So it's just a joy to see him play. I wish I'd go to more games seeing him, seeing Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, what happens last Sunday, they played San Fran, another solid team this year, probably maybe another Super Bowl contender. I think they could win the Super Bowl if they go on a run. They are already on a run, but I think that if they play like they've played before, they could definitely win. They won 2017. Justin Tucker, game-winning field goal. That's my man right there. It's on my fantasy lineup. Every week in and week out. love him. Yeah.
Stud.
But back here in New York, the news is it's not so sweet.
It's
a much more depressing tone.
Yeah, I think you guys were kind of avoiding talking about this one.
Yeah, I can tell.
I mean, I don't. At this point, I don't care.
Usually, we go straight to the Jets. But,
look,
today,
I want
there was a bitter taste in
there. There's a bit of a delay.
No, I want Chase Young. Look, I want Chase Young, but it just hurts so bad to see the Jets lose to the Dolphins. Matt, what are you talking about? You're a Giants fan. For those of you who don't know, Matt is in the studio. He is a Giants fan. He is
flexing his Giants sweatshirt for some reason. I don't know why.
At least we scored. You guys couldn't score a touchdown against a 31st ranked defense, but we actually scored touchdowns against one of the best teams in the NFL.
What's your record?
Which has an MVP candidate
and
Aaron Rodgers.
What's the Giants record again? What's the Giants record again?
It is 2-10.
What's your record?
What was it going to get Chase Young?
2-10, right?
You see, Tyler over here is being smart, and he's not talking because he realizes that both the teams in New York suck, and there's no point of talking at this point because at the end of the day, we're not going to achieve anything. We just both have to agree with each other that the teams suck and there's nothing.
I think if the Jets and Giants merged teams today, they would still be pretty bad.
Oh yeah.
So, like, how would that team do? Like, I'm actually kind of curious now
maybe thinking about it.
A Le'Veon Bell, Saquon Barkley backfield that would be so lethal.
That'd be nice.
I think they get like five.
Jamal Adams to pick up Jackrabbit Slack the whole season.
Jamal Adams and Janoris Jenkins. What an incredible duo.
Yeah, kind of one sided isn't it?
The talent on both New York teams, when you look at it, isn't bad.
It's not
just
awful.
The teams are just don't play well.
Just on their own. Yeah. And they got poor coaching. Like, I don't know who to pick. If I had to pick the coach of that football team, whether it be Pat Shurmur or Adam Gase, I don't think I could pick.
We'd rather go nothing.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have probably like
Eli.
Eli coach. He's a good coach.
Hold on, I just want to mention this real quick.
Yeah.
Another game from this past week. Patriots, Texans, Houston hands New England their second loss of the season. That's pretty outstanding. I did not expect that. I did not think the Texans were that good, in my opinion.
Well, New England, half their team's sick. Have you heard about this?
Half their team has come down
with a sickness. They have to take two planes. There's a sick plane and
a healthy
plane.
Yes, I did hear about that.
the quarantine plane and then the healthy people.
I mean, I think you got to credit Deshaun Watson, even though he's not like one of the elite quarterbacks. Like
I think
Lamar
he is.
And Russell Wilson,
I think he will be. But
I mean, he's definitely in that top five, and I think people don't like. I definitely think that he's just such a great player.
He is an elite quarterback. I'm not sure top five now, but he's a very solid player. Can use his legs. Not all the time because he's behind that offensive line, but he's definitely a very solid quarterback. I'd take him on my team any day.
While we're on the Patriots, I think we need to talk about how it's possible that Buffalo could win the AFC East. It is very possible that Buffalo could win
the AFC East. I've never heard that.
It kind of stinks because Buffalo's really not that good in my opinion.
Oh, no. They're not.
They've played an easy schedule.
Buffalo,
they're not
but
that
the
good.
The Patriots, I think, the Patriots have played a really easy schedule.
Up to this point, the Patriots have had the easiest schedule.
Once they started playing the Ravens, then their schedule got a little harder. But right before that, they played the Dolphins, the Jets, the Bills, Redskins.
They're in their division, but still, like,
I think that if the Bills can manage to beat the Ravens this week, I think that they have a very good chance.
No
way.
I just don't think it's going to be a close game.
The only way that the Bills could beat the Ravens is if Lamar's out, if their entire defense is out, the offensive line gives up, and everyone just gives up. There's no way.
I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. But if it does, I see them winning the division.
Yeah. Guys, I just want to say one thing. I mean, Thursday we have Thanksgiving, and when you have Thanksgiving, you're expecting some solid football games. I mean, there weren't bad football games. There just weren't teams that mattered to me and to the NFL as much as I would like them to.
There's actually an article up on the High School West Roundup website talking about why Thanksgiving football needs a shakeup. You should probably check that one out, written by me. So you know it's a good article. And
we'll definitely take a look.
Yeah, but you should take a look at it. I think the games just the divisions don't command those like interesting matchups.
Like, yeah, I mean, completely agreed. I mean, in my opinion, there was a ton of good games this past week, and I do feel like one of the games on Thanksgiving was solid, Bears Lions, but did it mean anything? No. So, in my opinion, 49ers Ravens could have been on the Patriots Texans, and I think another game that's under talked about from last week, the Vikings Seahawks game. It was Monday night.
That was a very interesting game.
Very solid game. Seahawks came up with the W on that, 37-30. Just great games this past weekend, and I feel like Thanksgiving wasn't as solid for sure.
I just feel like the matchups look close. like when you check the box score after. But if you just have watched the game live, they're always uninteresting. That Cowboys-Bills game was so one-sided. And I was actually thinking about this the other day, watching that game happen. We're watching Jason Garrett lose his job right in front of our eyes.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's a good coach. I think he's going to lose his job next year. And I think if the Giants sign him next year, that's a terrible idea.
They would.
He's
just going to
make their team worse. And I completely stand by that.
I don't know how possible
it is. As a Giants fan, I don't know what I would do.
I think it is. Because your team really is, it's not really that talented.
He's not a good head coach.
Besides a few select people.
Terrible football sense. He's okay same with the Jets. Just mediocre results. Same with the Jets. I would not want Jason Garrett on the Jets. Like, I'm not a fan at all of Adam Gase, but if it was between Adam Gase and Jason Garrett, I don't even know.
Much rather Gase. I couldn't to be honest. My personal opinion. All right, moving on to...
We move on, I'd like to talk about the Broncos-Chargers game. Were you guys watching this game?
No.
Crazy ending. So, the game is 17 Chargers, 20 Broncos, and on, like... the last play of the game, pretty much, like 30 seconds
left. Oh, I think I heard about this.
The Chargers score a field goal. They tie it up 20-20. There's like 10 seconds left for the Broncos. They start on their own 20. You figure they'll kneel it out, go to overtime. They throw up a Hail Mary. And for some crazy reason, the Chargers player pass interferences.
Oh, I heard. Yeah, that's right. I heard about
and
that.
And the Broncos get the ball on the 40 and get a game-winning field goal last second.
Brendan McManus. I mean, that's pretty nuts. Guys, can we just talk about this real quick? I feel like kickers have become more and more inconsistent in the league, and it's really...
I think it's just due to the... not solely, but mostly due to them moving the extra point back to the 15. Like, making it just longer field goals has really, like, messed up their confidence. You know how kickers are. They're fragile creatures.
And players are... And teams are attempting kicks that are way longer than before. Like, there are kicks...
They believe in these kickers more.
No, there are it's weird, in my opinion.
That would be considered, like, totally impossible back in the day that are considered somewhat average nowadays. And I think that's one thing that people don't take into account when they talk about kickers.
I think there's almost, like, a bad atmosphere around kickers. Like, if you don't kick well, you will lose your job. And, like, that pressure just gets on them.
Yeah, 100%. I could definitely, like, I
there was a recent comment from the pro Fortnite player Ninja talking about this exact subject.
Got
someone came
backlash,
back.
Crazy
he
backlash.
He got crazy backlash for saying that kickers should not be missing kicks, and I think that was a very ignorant comment by him. There's so much going into kicking that he doesn't even understand.
Kickers shouldn't be missing kicks. Should punters only be punting in the 5 and goal line?
Like, it's ridiculous.
Look, they're human too. They make mistakes. I know it doesn't seem like that because they're professional football players and they get paid to kick a football, but still, you got to understand. You got to give them credit. Kickers are one of a kind. So just be nice to your kicker.
Shout out to Matt Mandel, Hills West kicker.
Oh, God. All right, moving on. Week 14, NFL. One game to highlight, the 49ers heading to New Orleans to play another very, very good game. The Saints, 49ers. I mean, that's going to be a great game. I'm expecting a lot. Drew Brees, another solid season. He was hurt a little, but he came back. Michael Thomas, obviously, my favorite wide receiver in the league. I don't know about you guys. And, let's see how they pair up against the 49ers. I mean, that's going to be great.
That should be a very interesting matchup.
49ers have a very difficult rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll make the playoffs.
Oh, God.
Wait, I meant they won't win the division. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Nah.
Yeah, it's possible that the Seahawks take the division from
Seahawks
them.
Seahawks have a much easier rest of schedule.
As it is said in rec league gyms from 40-year-old dads all the time, I know my dad says this a lot, defense wins championships. And I feel like the 49ers just have one of those defenses that can let them just have the ability to win the championship. I like what the Seahawks do with their offense, but I feel like the 49ers are just stronger defensively. Nick Bosa going to be a star in the league, and I'm super excited.
He already is a star
Already is a star, and it's his first year. Probably better than Joey Bosa. Like, don't quote me on that quite yet, but he is just a special talent.
Yeah, it seems that Ohio State is always producing extremely talented defensive players.
Venue. Yeah, with Chase Young coming out this year. Obviously, Joey Bosa came out. Bosa brothers.
And another game to highlight. Might have been good last year. The Chiefs are not looking that great this year. I don't think they are. Chiefs-Patriots. I mean, I think the Patriots are going to come away with that. Although Tom Brady is not having the greatest of seasons, I still think he can win games. Obviously, he can win games. They're 10-2. I mean, just looking forward, probably Patriots win. I mean, yeah. What do you guys think?
Like, the Patriots are probably going to win that one. They're probably going to go and win the Super Bowl. I hate saying it, but the Patriots just have this ability to clutch up. Their offense is just systematic. Football is a game of inches and yards, and they are able to control the clock and control the flow of the game, and that's why they keep winning. That's why they're so good. That's why Tom Brady, when he's at the twilight of his career, is just still winning football games. It's because it's systematic and it works, and they know manage.
And I think the loss of Kareem Hunt definitely hurt the Chiefs a little bit. He's such a talented running back.
It's a shame.
And yeah, even though that his backups are still very talented, I don't know if you can replace that talent very easily.
On the topic of the Patriots, I think that, yes, they will win the Super Bowl, but I don't think they have the best team at all.
I don't
know. Not at all. The Ravens, more talented.
The Ravens are a great team, don't get me wrong, but they just don't have any experience in playoffs, really. They had that run, was that 5 years now? 5 years back?
I'm not sure. The one where they won the Super Bowl against the Niners?
Yeah, but besides they've barely even made it past the first round of the playoffs since. So I just don't know if they could do it in playoffs.
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson is younger. He did make the playoffs last year, I believe. But he
didn't make it out of the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Football is just random.
Moving on to our next segment, the NBA. Do we have any news on the NBA, boys? Knicks?
Nothing new with the Knicks, just...
with the Nets.
The Nets!
But talking about the Nets, I'm going to bring on Matt for this one. Matt, take it away.
Kyrie Irving, 1 to 2 weeks, he'll be back. Nets, you know, keep winning on the road. I mean, against under 500 teams, but beat the Seas, that's all that matters. Got to steal them against the Celtics.
Wait, Matt, I got a question for you. Who did you beat last night? I just got a quick question. Big win yesterday.
Big win.
Yeah. 130-118. The Hawks are 5-17. All right, it's not that big of a win, but you're just gonna
over 500.
Almost
as bad as the Knicks.
Almost as bad. Nothing can be as bad as the Knicks at this point. I feel bad. I start feeling bad for the fans in attendance. A couple weeks ago, a week or two ago, actually, I went to a Knicks game instead of watching the Ranger game on TV, and I deeply regret that. I saw them lose to the San Antonio Spurs in an unexciting matchup that had them going down by 25 points at one point, while the Rangers came back from a 4-0 deficit.
Yeah, Rangers are looking good.
I don't know who is worse than the Knicks right now. The Warriors.
That, if you told me the Warriors are going to be one of the worst teams in the league, I would have shook my head.
Same amount of wins as the Knicks, but two more losses.
Yeah, they're
crazy.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. I don't think anyone's so sorry.
I'm not so sorry.
Yeah.
And Nets play on Friday against the Hornets at 7 p.m. Come through, watch that game. Matt, would you watch that game with me?
Of course. Devontae Graham, better than anyone who ever played for Charlotte.
All right.
That's you, Kemba.
What about Larry Walker? Larry Walker.
And one thing, let's just take a look at the MVP race. And I think that there's four main candidates.
Giannis again.
No way.
I don't know.
He's a freak.
Let's take a look.
He is a freak.
Let's take a look at all the candidates. You have LeBron on the Lakers. We have LeBron on the Lakers, whose team is currently sitting at a 18-3 record. Luka Doncic on the Mavs, who is at 15-6. James Harden, 13-7, and Giannis, the best record in the league, 18-3 on a 13-game win streak.
Look, James Harden should have won it last year. Although
he had a 47. I have
proclaimed my love for Giannis's style of play and just his energy several times.
His Greekness.
On the podcast, his Greekness as well, on the podcast and in person with you guys. But James Harden probably should have won the MVP last year. He had like a whole month where he was just averaging like 40. He would be dropping 40.
Right now he's averaging 39.5.
Right now, that's insane.
But he's shooting 43%.
Who does that still?
And he's shooting a lot of free throws, which I think are his main criticism, that probably. He's not making enough shots and he's shooting way too many free throws.
Look, I wouldn't knock him too much on that. I get it. He gets some fouls. He gets some calls thrown his way. But he's just the best pure scorer probably since Jordan.
Him and the Westbrook duo.
Kevin Durant. I'm going to say Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is a lethal scorer.
I'd say James Harden does more to get the score, but Kevin Durant is just such a great scorer.
He has that natural scoring ability. I hate him as a person, but just watching him play the game is just mind-boggling. It's hypnotic almost.
But another player that came out of not necessarily nowhere, but I didn't expect him to compete with LeBron, Giannis, and Harden, is Luka Doncic. 37 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, and he's shooting 48% from the field, and he's 15-16. They ended the Lakers' incredible win streak. Guys, what do we think about Luka Doncic?
I mean, he's a beast. I mean, he's young. There's a lot of young players in the NBA that I'm really looking forward to see them grow and develop. And, yeah, Luka Doncic, definitely a future MVP, in my opinion, if he keeps this up. How much is he averaging again?
He's averaging 30 points, wow. 10 rebounds, 9 assists on 48%.
This is second year, too. Think about that. Like,
and I think if they can finish with a bet with like a top 3 record in the West, he's definitely an MVP front.
They possibly could
win it. And we can't forget about LeBron. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, which is a career high, 50% from the field, and the Lakers are the best team in the West. You can never count out LeBron for the MVP race.
Yeah, I
you
think LeBron has just done this so much that we've just kind of become desensitized. Like, oh, LeBron dropped 25 and had 7 assists on 50% shooting. Like, that's just normal. That's routine for him now. So it's kind of interesting how we think about that, and then other guys are scoring his numbers, and that's, like, just insane. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Moving on from the NHL to the NBA. From the NBA to the NHL. I'm going to start this off with some Islanders hockey. A few weeks ago, we had a 3-game losing streak. I mean, not looking the same when we're away. We still are second in the Metro, but not looking the same when we are away compared to when we are home. We are playing the Vegas Knights tonight at the Coliseum, I believe.
Yeah, at the Coliseum.
7 p.m. That should be a good game. Vegas, solid team this year. They beat the Rangers the other night. So.
Yeah, 4-1. they did win 4-1. Vegas, a very solid team. But the Islanders, they've kind of been on the downhill ever since that streak ended. I think it really just knocked the wind out of them. And if that is an obstructed view, but
yeah, definitely, I definitely agree with you. I mean, of course, as the Islanders are starting to lose it, I feel like the Rangers are starting to gain some momentum, right?
We've gained some momentum over the past couple of games, but they're so streaky. Like one night they'll be dropping points after points after points. Panarin will be firing. Bushnevich will be firing.
Panarin is having an incredible season.
He's
doing
so good.
He has 33 points.
He has 33 points.
That's more than Barzell.
He's so good, yeah.
I really was not giving Panarin enough credit. He's having a really good season, despite the plights of the Rangers and being six in the
He's
Metro.
One of the best pure scorers in the league. He's got such a nasty hands, can dangle anyone on the ice.
Such a good playmaker.
No one dangles as much as Matty Barz. What are you talking about?
Matty
Panarin has the nastiest hands in the league. My guy's got sick mitts. He's the type of guy that'll pick apart your defense, make them look like pylons flamingoing on the blue line with those guys picking their legs up to block shots. And they're just looking terrible out there.
What is
my
this
guy,
foreign language you're speaking? My guy, Panarin,
sniping top corns.
Yo, six to the Metro, baby.
Hit the sally after.
He could score 5 goals a game. The Rangers still wouldn't be good.
Artemi Panarin, notice me.
The teamwork is what matters, and the Rangers just don't have that.
We have to. Panarin's setting everyone up on the ice. Pavel Buchnevich, the most underrated player this season. 18 points? Are you kidding me? Third round pick, didn't even speak a word of English coming from the U.S. Talk about starting from the bottom. Now he's here. Now he's ready.
How's your team, though?
All right. Enough talking about
I will not take this slander anymore.
All right. We're not going to get along, clearly. These Rangers and Islanders fans never get along because if you know the Rangers suck, you got to clap your hands on that one. All right. Moving on to the NCAA.
Maryland Minute.
Maryland's played yesterday against Notre Dame. Number 3 in the country, baby. Let's go. We won by 21. I mean, outplayed Notre Dame for the most part that whole game. Just incredible performance. We are really looking like maybe the best team in NCAA. If you saw it, you would know. crazy. We played Marquette the other week. It was like literally like 4 days ago probably. And we beat them by 21, I think, again. And we won the Orlando Invitational. So, yeah, we're 9-0, I believe. 9-0. Great team effort all around. Anthony Count, monster. Absolute monster. Kid just pulls up everywhere and takes a three and he drains it. Nothing else to really talk about from there because actually, from another story from NC, from college basketball, Ohio State with two more stories. Ohio State with a big win against North Carolina.
That is crazy.
They won by 25. I mean, I was watching the beginning of it. Didn't seem like it was going to be a blowout in the beginning, but it seems to me that Ohio State pulled it out at the end and got the up. I would say upset because they won by 25, and it was at North Carolina. Another game, Virginia Purdue. I mean, who would have thought that Purdue was going to win this game? They come into this game 4-3 against number 5 Virginia. They win by 29 points. 29. That's nuts. I mean, I thought Virginia was overrated to this day, but and I still believe that.
Like every game a ranked team is playing is dangerous for them. Like there's been upsets.
Yeah, so many upsets from so many just unknown teams from these unknown conferences coming in and rocking these number one teams, all these other great teams who are supposed to be just the cream of the crop in the NCAA.
And all these solid games are coming from the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
Yeah.
I think the Big Ten's winning. I don't know by how much this season. Doesn't matter. We're winning. Doesn't matter. The ACC usually wins. But moving on to the topic of the week.
Who wants to start us off first?
I like Constantine's topic of the week.
Okay, so
it's
I know Christian shares this sentiment. I know many people don't. But I just have to say, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, not the movie, the song, is one of the most, if not the most, overrated song of all time. What are we thinking about this, boys?
This goes along with mine. Not the overrated part, but not like the Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't know. I don't really listen to it that much. I couldn't really tell you.
I've heard the song a few times. I mean, I don't love it, but like that's not really my type of music. So I feel like I can't really have an opinion on it.
I know Christian feels strong about this.
I think it's
this.
A good song. I mean, I like Queen. They got some good songs, but I don't think it's even their best
Queen's
song.
Queen's got some bops.
Like, it's like what is it even about?
I don't
like,
know.
What makes it so
it
good?
That's the exact point.
The contrast and tones. Like if you're in one mood, you can listen to it, and then it's just not that good. And like if you want to listen to a song, you kind of want it to be similar all around. It doesn't really do that.
Like you can switch up the flow. You could maybe switch up the beat if you want, but it just really don't. Like I like the first half of the song.
The second half.
I'm really feeling the first half, but the second half is just so nonsensical.
What does
Galileo have to do?
I'm gonna head out after that.
Figaro.
One,
I'm not 100% sure. Like Queen.
About a guy murdering a guy and then crying about it to his mommy.
But then what's the end about?
About how like. I don't know. It's the meaning is pretty dumb.
It is.
But I think we could argue about the song.
I know you had to sing the song,
it doesn't really have a meaning. I mean, it's a good song, but whatever.
Overrated.
All right, another overrated topic. You know what's overrated? Thanksgiving. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
I used to agree with this.
I
changed my mind.
I completely.
No, it's Thanksgiving.
I stand by
really good
up
holiday.
There in my favorite holidays.
I stand by it because the food is really not that good in my opinion.
Okay.
The food is great.
That just means that you're not going to the right places.
You're
for
taking it for granted that you don't have to cut weight.
My mom might be the best cook
of
all time.
Array of food.
I still don't
God. Are you sure about that, Ryan?
Yes, I am sure.
If you don't like
when I have a tournament 2 days after Thanksgiving, believe me. You don't know how much you want to just consume the food. Believe me, so.
I disagree. I'm sorry. I just don't find it that tasty.
Sweet potatoes with marshmallows there.
Oh,
stuffing and turkey by itself is just amazing.
If you don't like Thanksgiving food, you're just not eating good Thanksgiving food.
I disagree there.
Sentiment.
Turkey,
Thanksgiving
turkey is so bland.
That's why there's gravy.
Thanksgiving.
I believe
some hot sauce on there.
I believe
turkey is pretty good.
It's not an ew, but like who does that?
Look, I believe we're forgetting
hot sauce on anything.
Tyler, I believe we're forgetting the meaning of the holiday, Ryan. The holiday is about family. Togetherness and giving thanks.
And
the food, the food doesn't have to taste great.
And planning
you're
your
with
Black Friday
Christian,
shopping list
Christian,
in advance.
Christian.
You're with the people that you love dearly and hold dearly to your heart. you just got to be thankful that you at least have food on the table, whether it be...
Yeah, I am thankful. Yes. Just Christian made a comment about the football. I mean, the football was
terrible. I didn't say that.
Yeah, yes, you did.
That wasn't me. That was Tyler.
Tyler made a comment about the football. The football this year was terrible.
You can't say the Bills-Cowboys game wasn't good.
It was terrible.
It was an entertaining game.
I don't care.
Who doesn't like the Bills blowing out the Cowboys? No one likes the Cowboys.
I was entertained.
Yeah, but the football, not the best, but I just take so much joy from just being with my family and discussing.
Oh, but now you're making me seem like I'm a bad guy now.
With them, yes. Yes.
Why don't you let your family ride, huh?
As Aristotle,
he's a fun guy,
would say, pathos, or the appealing to emotions, is the most effective way to win an argument, Ryan. So.
All right. You sound very smart right now.
I do sound very smart.
I'm going to piggyback
off Ryan's, but instead of an overrated holiday, it's going to be an underrated holiday. July 4th, such an underrated holiday.
July 4th is
such a great holiday.
The most fairly rated holiday
honestly,
ever.
It's pretty fairly rated. The food is amazing. You know, you go to someone's house.
It's pretty
fairly
rated.
You go in the pool. There's fireworks. There's so much things to do. It's during the summer. So, you know, you can go outside. You can celebrate the holiday anywhere. You can do it with friends. You can do it with family. There's all kinds of fun stuff you could celebrate with. Celebrating America, you know, that's always fun.
Fourth of July gets the reputation it deserves.
Do you guys think about it? What do you think about Fourth of July?
Well, me and Ryan, we both go to sleepaway camp.
We get a bunch of fireworks, and it's pretty cool. So
The reputation that precedes the holiday.
We don't get the Fourth of July that most people would get.
Yeah, but the reputation that precedes it, I feel like, is pretty fairly. It makes it pretty fairly rated.
I
love the food.
I feel like nobody's going around saying they hate Fourth
of
July.
No, no one hates. How can you hate Fourth
of
July?
No one says they love it. And I think that's really unfair.
Because if you hate Fourth of July, you hate the country, apparently.
Yeah. Christian. Fourth of July is great. We got fireworks. We got food. We got family. But it's honestly, it's pretty fairly rated. It's not my favorite holiday.
I think the summer festivities and fun make it what makes it so good. If it was during, like, the fall, it would be one of the worst holidays. Yeah. But because it's during the summer, that makes it so strong, in my opinion, makes it one of the best holidays up there with, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Thank you to the First Continental Congress for declaring independence on July 4th.
Oh, there's that one guy who's it was actually in August.
Yeah.
I think they did it on
Come
purpose.
On, that guy. Yeah, they definitely did it on purpose. Like, they're going to, the people of our great nation are going to enjoy their nice pools in the summer and their
Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died on the same day. They both died on July 4th on the same
year.
Yeah,
I know.
Fun fact.
That's what they died for us to have pool parties and America togetherness.
Yeah, if only I wasn't in camp.
So,
but,
Tyler,
I'm going to go with what is the best type of fry? Like, best fry shape.
All right, we got curly. Mm-hmm. We got like this. Wait,
crinkle.
Waffle.
Crinkle cut, waffle, crinkle? Curly, and just straight.
Like the
and
steak
normal.
Ones. Like the thick steak ones.
Yeah, waffle no, the is the best.
Like the diner ones. The diner. I know what you're talking
about. The thick steak ones.
Yeah.
The steak ones, I don't have them very frequently. I'm usually going to have the regular, like, straight cut fries, but when I have those, it's a treat.
No, the curly fries at school, though, are fire.
They are really so fire.
Really
oh, my goodness. They had them today. It is today.
They're one of the best things on the school.
What's today? Today's Thursday, December 5th.
Build a burger day. It's
Build a burger day, December 5th. Fifth, Thursday.
Fries.
Honestly, lunch ladies are wilding with these curly fries. So good.
Say what you want
about the burger. That doesn't matter. I'm here for the fries.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to go and say that curly fries are the best fries.
But honestly, I like waffle fries more. I feel like you're getting the best bang for your buck there just with the shape of the fries and the texture allows for the best consuming of the fries. But
you're not getting enough potato.
Chick-fil-A fries.
One thing about regular fries, you get so many. The quantity is amazing.
I mean, that's not really a fry.
Look,
because
that
like
would be the best.
That would be not the best.
They're better than fries. You can't even.
Tater tots are fries.
Tater tots are a fried form of potato, so I think it's a fry.
But so it was like a latke or whatever.
But a French fry is exclusively with the crispy-ish texture. Depends on how you like eating your fries. And the shapes that were listed, the aforementioned shapes that were listed, tater tots are just not fries. In what way are they fries?
It's fried
In the
potato.
Nature of it?
It's fried potato.
Is a Labrador Retriever a Chihuahua because they're both dogs?
All right, who gets a tater tot and says, fries,
I'm not. I'm not quite sure.
Yummy fries. Yeah. I can't wait to eat these delicious French fries. No, they're going to like, yo, I can't wait to go down these tater tots, man.
And that's what they'd be like, Christian?
That's what they'd be like.
All right. Well, I think these were some interesting debates, but we got to wrap it up today. First of all, we'd like to thank Mr. Dox and Mr. Rashudi, our newspaper advisors, Dr. Catapano, the administration, Matthew Pastia for listening in on this podcast, the Class 2016 for their generous donation of the podcasting setup. We really couldn't do it without them, so thank them very much, and we will see you next time.
Bye, Doug.